countdown. For American Forces Radio and Television Service, this is Chuck Cecil counting down the 10 most popular records in the United States during the second week of May in the swinging year of 1943. From a compilation of music magazines, sheet music sales, jukebox selections, and record sales, here are the original recordings in their original scratchy form that now make up the Big Band Countdown. That second week of May, swinging year 1943 and counting down.
Finally found a fella, almost completely divine. Vocabulary is killing this romance of mine. We get into an intimate situation, and then begins this character's conversation. He says murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says murder, he says. At a time like this, he says murder, he says. Is that the language of love? He says solid, he says. Takes me in his arms and says solid, he says. Meaning all my charms, he says solid, he says. Is that the language of love? He says chick, chick, you torture me, zoo. Are we living and thinking of leaving him flat? He says, dig, dig, the jump the old faker is given. He can talk plainer than that. He says, murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says, murder, he says. Keep it up like this and that, murder, he says. In that impossible tone, we'll bring on nobody's murder but his own. My name's Marie, he says, Jackson, he says. Shoot the snoop to me, he says, Jackson, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, when he likes my hat, he says, what the heck is that? He says, woo, woo, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, hep, hep with helium. Now, babe, we're cooking and other expressions to win. He says, we're in the groove, and the groove is good looking. Sounds like his uppers don't fit. He says, murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says, murder, he says. Keep it up like this and that, murder, he says. In that impossible poem, we'll bring on nobody's murder but his own.
Dinah Shore had made her recording of Murder, He Says, during the last week of July, 1942. And by the second week of May, 1943, there it was in number 10 position. Dinah Shore's Murder, He Says, record number 10. Counting down now to record number 9.
Brasil, meu Brasil brasileiro, meu mulato insoneiro. Thank you.
Javier Cugat had introduced into the United States the tune called Brazil. His big band had made their recording of it right at the end of December 1941. And by the second week of May 1943, it was gaining popularity. The Cugat chorus singing the words to Brazil. Record number 9 in this edition of The Big Band Countdown. You probably heard that the right attitude is what's needed if we ever hope to cut down on our annual accident toll. Here are 5 points which sum up a proper driving attitude. Point number 1, responsibility to your family, to yourself, your friends, and to others who drive. 2, pride, the ability to combine safety and skill with the refusal to take useless chances. 3, respect for rules, for other people's right, and for human life. 4, patience, a mighty useful virtue to help one live and let live and enjoy life. 5, willingness to think about such things as the meaning and value of the right attitude. Tying these 5 points together is a final reminder. Safety check your car and double check your driving. That second week of May, swinging year 1943, Franklin D. Roosevelt was president of the United States. It was another week of World War II. The Allied forces had just concluded their North African campaign on May the 12th, during the period of time our survey was underway. And while our survey was underway, this famous recording was recorded.
Magnolia trees, smile again, my darling, if you please. Did I hear music on a warm spring breeze? Speak again, my if you please. Did I feel cool September rain just then? If you please, touch my cheek with your hand again. When you are near me, I can dream with ease, and I'm yours, my darling, if you please.
Did you see moonlight and magnolia trees?
Smile again, my darling, if you please. September rain just then.
Then if you'll please, won't you touch my cheek again? Again.
When you are near me, I can dream with you, and I'm yours, my darling, if you please.
For the that second week of May 1943, that was a brand new recording by Bing Crosby and the Ken Darby Singers. They had to sing the tune a cappella because at that period of time, American musicians were on strike against all of the recording studios. And as we continue the countdown, it brings up an interesting item. In number 8 position was a record that was 12 years old. That's because record companies, not able to make new ones, dug up old ones.
We're living in gives cause for apprehension, with speed and new invention, and things like third dimension, yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension, no matter what the progress or what may yet be proved. The simple facts of life are such, they cannot be removed. You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees have made that recording of As Time Goes By way back in July of 1931, but by May of 1943, because of a Humphrey Bogart movie called Casablanca, the tune was gaining popularity. RCA Victor dug up the old record and issued it again, and it became popular in number 8 position. Counting down, May of 43, the record number 7.
When I'm not playing solitaire, I take a book down from the shelf, and what with programs on the air, I keep pretty much to myself. Mr. Saturday Dance, heard the crowd at the floor, couldn't bear it without you, don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you, don't get around much anymore. Oh, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories been invited on days? Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
The Ink Spots had made their recording of Don't Get Around Much Anymore just before musicians went out on strike. That had happened the end of July 1942, but the second week of May of 43, their recording in number 7 position in this edition of the Big Band Countdown. Both in Europe and in the United States, the first motor cars were called horseless carriages. They were powered by steam, and some developments of those early models were in use as late as 1920. Credit for making America's first gasoline-powered automobile belongs to two young mechanics, the brothers Charles and Frank Dorier, who began their experiments with gasoline motor cars in 1891. 3 years later, after much work, experimentation, and the construction of several models, they produced an automobile that startled the world. More about the Dorier's car later. That second week of May, swinging year 1943, Winston Churchill was on his way across the Atlantic en route for a state visit to the United States. On the U.S. home front, shoes, canned goods, meat, cheese were being rationed. In the world of music, new records were being made in occupied Paris. The quintet of the Hot Club of France had made this recording just shortly before the survey. It featured the one and only Django Reinhardt on guitar. We'll be right back. a little band extra, the quintet of the Hot Club of France. It was a new recording, the record made in Paris the 17th day of February, 1943. I think the title is pronounced Fleur d'Ennui. It's a small extra before we continue the big band countdown, counting down to record number 6.
It started all over again the moment I looked in your eyes. It started all over again, the thrill we can never disguise. The day that we parted, we'll never return again. Dreams I've delayed, promises made, are starting anew.
Just for you,
it started all over again. It started all over again when we kissed away the night till dawn's early light. Now we're together, sweethearts forever. We'll build our romance anew. It started all over again the moment I looked at you.
Orchestra, Frank Sinatra and the Pied Pipers singing the words to It Started All Over Again, record number 6. For American Forces Radio and Television Service, this is Chuck Cecil with a survey of the top 10 records in the United States during the second week of May, 1943. From vintage editions of Billboard, Cashbox, Downbeat, Metronome, Orchestra, World, and Variety comes this presentation of original, sometimes scratchy records that now make up the Big Band Countdown. The second week of May, 1943, and counting down. On America's popularity charts, this was record number 5.
Brother, were heart forever.
entertaining June. We stood beneath an amber moon and softly murmured, someday soon we kissed and clung together. Then tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away.
That second week of May 1943, America's fifth most popular record. Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra, band vocalist Bob Everly, and Helen O'Connell singing Brazil. Counting down, this was record number four.
Taking a chance on love.
there you have a record that was 3.5 years old in the top 10 that second week of May, 1943. Benny Goodman's orchestra had made that recording of Taking a Chance on Love back in November of 40. Helen Forrest singing the words to record number 4 in the Big Band Countdown. The smart way to handle the bigger bankroll that's coming your way these days is with a checking account. For many purchases, a checking account is just as good as cash. It's fast, it's convenient, and it's yours. Find out about a personal checking account at your local bank. It will help you avoid those fast-talking spielers and muggers who have made service personnel their special targets. And it'll help you make the most of your pay. That second week of May in the swinging year of 1943, while no new records were being made with musicians, new records were being made with persons who sang a cappella. One new record featured a group that was accustomed to singing without musical accompaniment.
Well, now you better run. Run when I say somebody's calling you, and you better run. Run when I say somebody's calling you, and you better run. Run when I say somebody's calling you, I feel like my time ain't long.
Well, now goodbye, false pretender. Lord, I cannot wait for you. Cause the Bible declares you ahead. Man, and what the Bible declares is true.
Well, you better run.
Run when I say somebody's calling you, and you better run. Run when I say somebody's calling you, and you better run. Run when I say somebody's calling you, I feel like my time ain't long. Time ain't long. Time ain't long. Well, I saw one false pretender. Well, his head was bending low. Then I saw him again in the evening. Lord, he was walking down the downward road.
Well, you better run.
Run when I say somebody's calling you, and you better run. Run when I say somebody's calling you, and you better run. Run when I say somebody's calling you, I feel like my time ain't long. Oh, time ain't long. Oh, time ain't long. Well, something the preacher was preaching, brought the valley wall was about to shout. The valley asked for a little collection, brother, and you had your mouth.
Well, 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 and find you a hiding place.
The Golden Gate Quartet, one of America's most famous, most popular singing teams. In this instance, they were singing a spiritual called Run On, and the record was new about the time of our survey. This is Chuck Cecil with an extra, returning now to those popularity charts and continuing the countdown for that second week of May, the swinging year 1943. Counting down now to record number 3.
That old black magic cast me its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside.
just caught in the tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do?
Orchestra of Glenn Miller, in number three position with that recording of That Old Black Magic. Skip Nelson and the Modern Air is singing the words to record number three. Continuing our countdown, America's 10 favorite records for the second week of May, swinging year 1943. This was record number two. the Harry James Orchestra, a record they had made the 31st day of July 1942. Velvet Moon, the title of the tune. By the second week of May in 43, it was in number two position. And this record was newly recorded.
Would it be wrong to kiss, seeing I feel like this? Would it be wrong to try? Would it be wrong to stay here in your arms this way? Under this starry sky, if it is it must be right. It can't be wrong.
Would it be wrong to see, seeing I feel like this? Would it be wrong to try?
When I need you so much, and I have waited so long, it must be right. It can be wrong.
Typical of the new records that were being made during that second week of May 1943. No musicians on the record, and much of the shellac that went into the making of the record that increased its quality had gone to fight the war. Dick Hames and the Song Spinners singing It Can't Be Wrong. An extra before we conclude the Big Band Countdown. Now, more about the Duryea automobile. Except for the fact that it was steered by a tiller instead of a steering wheel, it had most of the principal features of a modern automobile. Its four-cycle engine was cooled by water jackets. It had electric ignition, a bevel gear differential, rigid front axle with steering knuckles at the end, and it introduced pneumatic tires. The Duryea automobile won the first American road race from Chicago to Waukegan, Illinois, with the unheard-of speed of 10 miles an hour. Then the Duryea brothers took two of their machines to England and entered the first automobile race there from London to Brighton. One of the Duryea cars finished the race an hour ahead of automobiles which had won races in France earlier in the year. Unfortunately, the Duryeas were mechanics and inventors, not businessmen. The automobile they manufactured was soon surpassed in public appeal by motor cars introduced by Henry Ford, Alexander Winton, R.E. Olds, and other automotive pioneers. The Duryea brothers, however, were the first to build our gasoline-powered automobiles. And now, here is America's favorite record that second week of May, 1943. This was record number one. ¶¶
on an old familiar score. I know it well, that melody. It's funny how a theme recalls a favorite dream. The dream that brought you so close to me. Because I've heard that song before. The lyrics said, forevermore, forevermore, the memory. Please have them play it again, and I'll remember just when I've heard that lovely song.
Record number one, Harry James, trumpet and big band. Band vocalist Helen Forrest singing the words to I've Heard That Song Before. For the past hour, this has been Chuck Cecil with a big band countdown. We've listened to the 10 most popular records in the United States during the second week of May, swinging year 1943. From a collection of vintage publications and original, quite often scratchy records, this has been my survey of yesterday's top 10, the Big Band Countdown.
American Forces Network, Europe.
Showdown, Milwaukee battles Boston tonight at 7:30.
The Wiesbaden Education Center announces the beginning of Term 1 on the 28th of this month. The University of Maryland, City Colleges of Chicago, Central Texas College, and Big Bend College have many exciting classes available. Registration starts on the 15th of this month at the Wiesbaden Ed Center. Come in and speak with an education counselor about the curriculum being offered to all military personnel and their dependents. With you in mind, we're AFN Frankfurt.
It's noon in Central Europe.
AFN News from the major U.S. networks and wire services.
Good afternoon. I'm Specialist Paul Lee. There was more fighting in Lebanon overnight. Syrian peacekeeping forces pounded right-wing strongholds in the Christian sector of Beirut with multiple rocket launchers, heavy artillery, and anti-aircraft guns from midnight to dawn. And RIDA spokesman reported 50 Christian casualties. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Cyrus Vance says he is determined to get peace process back on the track again during his fifth and most crucial visit to the Mideast. Privately, however, Vance is said to be expecting no major change in the positions of Israel or Egypt. Vance is conferring today and tomorrow with Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin and Foreign Minister Moshe Dayan. He then plans to hold talks with the Egyptian Foreign Minister, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat in Alexandria, before reporting back to President Carter on Wednesday. Police in Collinsville, Illinois, say a tank car believed to contain propane exploded at the city limits overnight. The blast forced evacuation of area residents. There was one injury, and police say two other tank cars are in danger of exploding because of the flames. Collinsville is about 10 miles east of St. Louis. Divers early this morning recovered a bus that plunged into a lake in Quebec Friday night. The bodies of most of the 41 handicapped persons who drowned in the accident are believed to be still inside the bus. A new study confirms that cigarette smoking helps cause lung and heart diseases and that nicotine may cause peptic ulcers. 14-year study conducted by the American Medical Association was financed by six major tobacco companies. Meanwhile, President Carter told an audience in Wilson, North Carolina yesterday that he sees no inconsistency with the $30 million federal anti-smoking campaign and government price supports for tobacco growers. Before traveling to North Carolina, the president commissioned a new ship in Norfolk, Virginia. The AP's Bob Berkowitz was there.
When Jimmy Carter was a young naval officer, he served on a ship called the Mississippi. At one time, the Mississippi was a World War II battleship, but in Mr. Carter's day, it was converted to an experimental radar and gunnery ship. But the new Mississippi, the one the president came here to commission, is a far cry from even the experimental model Mr. Carter served on. One thing, the new Mississippi is atomic-powered, and it is equipped with guided missiles. The president took this occasion to reaffirm his pledge to a strong defense for the nation.
We have not, and we will not, ever become a second-rate power in any respect, and you can depend on that.
All of which seems to please the conservative chairman of the Senate's Armed Services Committee, John Stennis, who was on hand for the occasion. Stennis will have a lot to say about the SALT treaty that the president will take to the Senate. Bob Berkowitz with the president in Norfolk.
Republican National Committee Chairman Bill Brock has accused President Carter of making a political payoff to House Speaker Thomas O'Neill. Brock scolded Mr. Carter for giving a high-level White House post to Robert Griffin, a close friend of O'Neill's. Griffin was fired last week from his General Services Administration job, and O'Neill complained loudly that the White House had treated Griffin shabbily. Oklahoma Congressman Glenn English is accusing a recently resigned Agriculture Department official of highly improper conduct involving dealings with a food industry consultant. English says he'll release a department report Monday detailing the allegations against Robert Angelotti, who stepped down Friday as agriculture's top food safety official. Some 500 British commandos are expected to be in position in Northern Ireland today in anticipation of more violence this week. The British government ordered the troops airlifted to Belfast for the anniversary of the 1971 announcement of the policy of jailing suspected terrorists without trial, a policy abandoned 4 years later. The Shah of Iran says he will allow political freedoms like those enjoyed in the West, but warns critics not to tamper with Iran's monarchy. The Central European forecast for the remainder of the day calls for cloudy to locally partly cloudy skies with rain in some areas and a chance of isolated afternoon thunderstorms. The outlook for tonight calls for patchy fog to form after midnight. Otherwise, there will be little change. And that's the news from the major U.S. networks and wire services. I'm Specialist Paul Lee, AFN News.